The most attractive title for a podcast episode that I can ever remember seeing is one I've just seen and listened to this morning. It's called The Cost of Being Ugly. The Cost of Being Ugly. Can you imagine that? Well, I thought to myself, I'm not ugly. If I was ugly, what difference would it make to my life? And I think I thought, before I read this article, or before I listened to this article from the Times, I thought, it's not an advantage to be ugly. Now, what is it to be ugly? I suppose it means that if you get 10 people that are pretty representative, the whole society, if you can imagine that, and you show them a picture of people, and you say, rate them all out of 10. How attractive do they look? Not how attractive is their voice, or how attractive are their ideas, or how attractive are their friends. Just how attractive do they look? And that gives you a rating. And you can then do a whole load of research to discover their life position is. And apparently there's a whole field of research about this. I couldn't resist listening to the podcast in the first place. I fell asleep while listening to it last night. I woke up this morning and I went right back to the very beginning because I listened to hardly any of it. And I listened on and then I nodded off to sleep. And now I've listened to, I think, about 3/4 of it, The Cost of Being Ugly. Ugly? I haven't used the word ugly in yonks. Have you? Is ugly a... There's an ugly person. Do you go down the street clocking people, saying, oh, attractive, ugly, attractive, ugly... It has struck me that people team up with, in other words, get life partners, out of people who look like themselves. But that's a different topic altogether. All the richest people in the world are very attractive looking. Is that the case? All those with the best mental health in the world, they all look attractive. I don't know, but I've started the day thinking about ugly. And there, I suppose there is a chance that if 10 people were to rate me, they would say I am 1 out of 10. I wonder. I think when you get to my level of maturity, it doesn't matter to you, or it certainly doesn't matter to me, whether people think I'm attractive or how attractive they think I am. But I suppose if somebody came up to me and said, Paul, have you ever realized how ugly you are? How ugly looking you are? That might have a big effect on me. Well, a very attractive podcast episode, The Cost of Being Ugly.